Hey, everybody. Welcome to 7 Minutes of Saints. It's the Wednesday edition of our inaugural week. You're getting a free preview this week, Andrew. People, you need to pay $7 a month. You get a Saints podcast, and it's 7 minutes long every single day of the week, Tuesday to Friday. You can save them and use them to when you run out, when you run, when you do the elliptical, whatever. But you should sign up at $7. It's awesome. So, Andrew, today's topic is the Super Bowl's behind us, right? And yesterday we talked about how we feel about it. But today I want to talk about the off-season, and we'll get into specifics all off-season, but I want to talk about what I need personally as a Saints fan to re-fire my engine up and get super excited and get over the refs fucking the Saints. I need Mickey Loomis to go super nuclear mega YOLO this off-season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, although, so the thing is, like, you know, some teams will say, like, well, we're one player away, and I remember having a discussion with Nick Underhill at one point. He's like, I don't think the Saints feel like they are one player away. You know, I don't feel like they feel like they are a Super Bowl contender. I don't even know if I would say they're one player away right now. Like, they were good enough to win the Super Bowl this year. They didn't need more players to do that. They just needed a better call. I think they would have beaten the Patriots in the Super Bowl, you know, based on the way the Patriots look. So I think the roster is talented enough as is. So you mentioned YOLO. I don't know that they have to go super mega YOLO in the sense that I think it's fine if they just keep everybody. So, you know, they need to bring Ingram back and Tyler Davis. I mean, there's guys like that, but it's just still, like, retaining people. And then – they do need to add some youthful talent. So if there's one thing that would kind of be YOLO for me, it's to burn their 2020 assets to the ground so they can get into the 2019 draft, you know? But still, like, even if you do that, you know, we know that rookies aren't going to make a huge impact in year one, you know? Rookies are not Lattimore and Kamara.
I guess for me, maybe mega – ultimate YOLO is the wrong way to describe it. I just need the Saints to do shit and create rumors during free agency. Like, free agency starts March 13th. I want moves. I want rumors. I need to get fucking excited about 2019. So, like, remember the day where they almost signed Jimmy Graham, right? And then they didn't sign Jimmy Graham, but they signed Patrick Robinson, DeMario Davis the same day. I need, like, 2 days of that to kick off free agency. I need, like, Golden Tate signing and an offensive tackle signing and maybe a Tyrann Mathieu. Like, they don't need to be, it doesn't need to be, like, one big guy, like a one giant contract, but it needs to be, like, a bunch of moves to fire me the fuck up.
Yeah, I just don't think they have the capital to really do that. I think this offseason is going to be more about keeping their guys. I mean, the Bridgewater thing is interesting. You know, that's kind of the main, like, that's one of the big puzzle pieces, because if they lose him, then, you know, it kind of opens up some cash potentially. But I think that's a major piece. But, you know, they don't have a ton of money. They're going to have to redo Breeze's deal. They're going to have to redo Morstead. You know, those two alone will give them a little bit of space. Andres Pete is another one. Like, they get rid of him, they save, like, $9 million. And no cap hit. So, you know, Andres Pete's a guy, like, he hasn't really worked out a tackle. You part ways with him and open up a bunch of cap space. You know, A.J. Klein's another one. I mean, there's some guys on this team they're going to have to think about. But then if they let them go, they don't really have a draft picks with which to replace them. So they're going to have to make shrewd moves like DeMario Davis again and hope they hit on a player like that.
Yeah, well, the thing about Andres Pete, clearing him out, and we'll do these features where we talk about these individual players on the 7 minutes of the Saints all off season. But the thing about Pete is, if you blow him out and you get rid of him, you might be able to upgrade a guard at a lower price, right? Or draft a guy and be okay. But the thing that Pete gives you, that it's a value that you can't really quantify, is, like, in an emergency situation, you can kick him out to left tackle. Is that worth $9 million? Probably not. but like it is a valuable thing. So they'd have to think about that. But you don't think they're gonna be? You don't think they're gonna? I mean, history says they're gonna do stuff, Andrew. You don't think they're gonna do much in free agency, or?
I just think, well, it's really the draft too. I just, when you look at the cap, they're not as favorable as they were a year ago. Now, they're still gonna do stuff because Loomis, Math, whatever. I have zero doubts that the Saints are going to be active in free agency. But, you know, again, there's some important players here that they want to retain, and the Bridgewater thing is a huge kind of elephant in the room right now. So I just think by the time, you know, they're done dealing with their own assets and the fact that they really have no draft picks, I just think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to really try to go mega YOLO this offseason. Now, I agree in principle that, like, they were one blown call away maybe from winning the Super Bowl. And so their window is now. And so I totally agree with the philosophy. Like, you go all in this offseason. This might be Breeze's last year. You go all in. Make sure you keep Bridgewater in case Breeze gets hurt, and you go all in. I'm just saying, like, the only way I can really see a path to even going sort of YOLO is burning all of your 2020 draft picks. And so, I mean, I think the first pick is for sale. I think you've got to trust that, you know, you're going to be in the mix to go to the NFC Championship or better again. So you know that first-round pick's only going to be 30 or worse anyway, right? Or at least that's got to be the hope. That's got to be what you assume. So when you think that pick's not that valuable anyway, you should be offering up your entire draft. I mean, go full Ditka, entire draft, every pick. Not on one guy, obviously, but, you know, just like you should be burning every single 2020 asset to get you whatever it takes to improve now.
So in a hypothetical situation, and you don't have to give me names or whatever, but if I said to you, you can burn the 2020 number one, and you can fill a spot for the Saints, what position are you burning that asset for?
I mean, perfect world, right? I would give a first-round pick for Travis Kelce. I mean, I would want a tight end that, I mean, obviously the Chiefs aren't going to do this, but, I mean, that's the kind of trade where I would be like, oh, my God, it's on, you know? So that's, like, what I would be looking for. But, look, the Saints got Bridgewater for a third, and they got Eli Apple for a fifth. So, like, that's what I want to see him do. Like, just trade your third, trade your second, trade your fourth. Like, get veterans, get guys like Eli Apple that you like. Maybe they haven't been great in the system, and or a team's deep at corner, and they don't need him, so you add him, and he has a role for you, you know. And so, I mean, trade for a linebacker that you like, and, you know, so I still think you can get pretty decent veterans or even guys on rookie deals that, like, haven't lived up to the hype, but you have a vision for them and you think you can make them work. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm starting to get more confidence about the Saints, like, kind of identifying a guy that they like that will fit what they do, because they proved with Eli Apple that they can get a guy that was kind of a bust somewhere else and bring him in and get him and make him work. And so now we're starting to see DeMario Davis and A.J. Klein and guys that were in other systems have success with the Saints on defense. So that's starting to get better. But on the offensive side of the ball, man, like, I would trust Sean Payton, any guy he identifies that has a skill set he's like. And see, like, even the ones that have busted, like, let's say C.J. Spiller didn't work out, I just really feel like he was a lemon. Like, his knee was messed up, but, like, we know what C.J. Spiller's skill set is.
He would
have worked if he was healthy in the Saints offense.
And the thing is, with even Fleener, who people say is bust, like, they paid Fleener $7.5 million. That's the going rate for a 50 to 60 catch tight end. Fleener, his first year, had 50 catches. So, like, people make it out to be this horrible contract, but it really wasn't. And if he wouldn't have got concussed and had to retire, right, it would have been okay. So, like, my thing is, and we're running out of time, we're actually over, is I will be stunned, Andrew, if on the first day of free agency, the Saints don't do something at wide receiver or tight end, because they were fishing around for a receiver all year long. They signed Dez, they signed Brandon Marshall. Like, they fucking knew they needed another guy, and like they didn't even pretend like it was okay. Like they're going to do something at receiver, a tight end in the first day of free agency. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm going to try my damnedest to like get in the mind of Sean Payton and try to figure out who it might be, but they're going to do something that first day. I guarantee fucking it. And I will say it. You'll probably hear it over and over again. People that subscribe to the 7 Minutes of Saints, they'll be so tired of it. They'll be hearing my voice in their sleep, but I believe it. And that'll wrap up today's episode. We'll see you again tomorrow.